In this bulletin, dozens of Australians barred from the first repatriation flight from India after failing a screening test. Conflict in Gaza escalates further, and in sport, Australia's Indian Premier League contingent could return home as early as this weekend. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Dozens of vulnerable Australians have been barred from the first Commonwealth repatriation flight from India after failing a screening test. The plane is due to land in Darwin tomorrow morning before passengers are transported to Howard Springs to complete quarantine. But around half of the 150 Australians registered to board the plane will be unable to fly. More than 40 of them have tested positive for COVID-19, while the remainder are considered close contacts of cases. Meanwhile, India has recorded more than 343,000 new cases and 4,000 deaths. Victorian authorities say they're encouraged by the negative test results received so far from primary close contacts of the state's latest COVID-19 case. Victoria hasn't recorded any local cases since a Melbourne man tested positive to COVID-19 on Tuesday after completing quarantine in South Australia. It's since been confirmed through genomic testing that the man contracted the virus from another person staying at Adelaide's Playford Hotel. Acting Premier James Molino says the early signs coronavirus hasn't spread into the community in Victoria are positive.
This is so far so good. Our contact tracing team are doing a sterling job. We've got now 138 primary close contacts. 104 have returned negative results so far. And as we said yesterday, over the next, 24 to 36 hours. So we should have the remainder of those over the next day or so.
Meanwhile, the Commonwealth vaccination program in Victoria will be expanded from Monday, with frontline workers, disability service workers and carers aged under 50 able to get the Pfizer jab. The international community continues to call for an end to the violence in Israel and Gaza as an escalation in the conflict enters its fifth day. Israel bombarded Gaza with artillery and airstrikes this morning in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave, but stopped short of a ground offensive. More than 100 people have died in Gaza since the offensive began, while 7 people have been killed in Israel. Israel's ambassador to Australia, Jonathan Peled, says he believes restraint and calm will prevail.
We very much hope that we can calm this unrest down and return to the coexistence, which is so important and an important fabric of Israeli multicultural society.
In other news, a man who went on a violent rampage in Sydney CBD after murdering a vulnerable woman has been jailed for at least 33 years. Mert Ney pleaded guilty to the stabbing murder of 24-year-old sex worker Michaela Dunn in a Clarence Street apartment in August 2019. The 23-year-old also admitted wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm for stabbing Lynn Bowe during his frightening rampage. Justice Peter Johnson found Ney was a dangerous man who had gone into the city to murder a young woman, to use violence and to terrify people, and jailed him for 44 years with a non-parole period of 33. Federal Minister Christian Porter's defamation case against the ABC has effectively been put on hold until a judge decides if one of his senior lawyers has a conflict of interest. One of Sue Chrysanthou's former clients, Joe Dyer, has cited concern confidential information she shared when retaining Ms. Chrysanthou will or could be used in the primary case. Justice Jane Jago has adjourned a case management hearing in the Porter ABC case until the 26th of May to ensure the substantive proceedings are protective. To sport, and Australia's Indian Premier League contingent could return home in coming days, with cricket administrators hopeful of getting approval from the federal government. The majority of the 38-strong IPL players, coaches and commentators are still in the Maldives, having departed India last Thursday on a charter flight. Mike Hussey, who remains in India to self-isolate after contracting COVID-19, is the exception as he's still awaiting a negative result. If the government grants approval, the IPL contingent could board a charter flight to Sydney as early as this weekend. See what the weather's doing across the country for Saturday. Cloudy and 24 degrees in Perth. Much the same for Adelaide, 17. Showers easing in Melbourne, 13. Showers as well in Hobart, a chilly 11 degrees, partly cloudy 12 for Canberra, sunny in Wollongong 17, much the same for Sydney 18, sunny as well in Newcastle 20 degrees, fine weather for Brisbane as well 24, mostly sunny for you in Cairns 29 and sunny in the top end 33 in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with latest from the SBS newsroom.